Thanks a lot for checking out the Church on the Rock message this week. We would love to help you get closer to God. The best way to do that is to visit cotr.org/connect. Or if you are not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
I think we need to start this way. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind's alert. My heart's receptive. I'll not leave the same as I came in Jesus' name. And every time I come to Church on the Rock, my faith and my life get stronger and stronger. Let's thank God for the Word today, everybody. Thank you, Lord, for the Word. Praise God. Well, we're beginning a brand new series. I hope you have your Bible and something to take notes with, because we are a teaching church. We're a learning church. We come here to grow. Amen. And we're beginning a brand new series on why should I read my Bible? Now, as a congregation, we're going through the Bible together. Amen. Our one-year Bible. And if you haven't started, start today. We sell them in our bookstore. Or if you started and dropped off, that's okay. Just pick it up today and begin again. Amen. But why should I read my Bible? The big idea is, from this series, I want you to love it. I want you to learn it. And I want you to live it. The Bible. I want you to love the Word of God more than I do. I want you not only to love it, but then want to learn it. And then not only learn it, but then be a doer and live it. So the big idea is this. Sit with me. Love it. Learn it. Live it. Wow, if you got that, you're going to get something. I promise you that if you'll stay with me, if you'll follow along with the Word of God today, it'll absolutely change your life. Amen. Oh, expecting and believing with me, right? You know, when I was growing up, we lived in a little town in Iowa. I don't know if you ever remember, ever watched the series Mayberry, Andy Griffith. It was kind of a town like that that I grew up in. It was a small town and in southern Iowa. And my mom and dad, when I was in grade school, they weren't believers. They were actually backslidden Pentecostal Christians. And so they weren't going to church, my mom and dad. And I can remember just on my own, not even my sister, who was older than me by 5 years, my brother, who was older than me by 6 years, I can remember that I'm in the second and third grade, and I asked my mom and dad if I could go to Sunday school. And they said, yeah, if you want to go ahead and get up and go on your own. So on Sunday morning, hand on my Bible. On Sunday morning, I would get up on my own. I'm in the second and third grade, and I could walk to the church from where we lived. Again, it was a small town. I could walk to the church. I would go on my own to Sunday school. My mom and dad be laying in bed. My brother and sister, they're doing their thing. I was the only one of a family of five. I'm in the second and third grade, and I'm getting up on Sunday, and I'm going to church, to Sunday school, on my own. I didn't care that much about church. I thought that was kind of boring. But the Sunday school was kind of fun. I kind of enjoyed the Sunday school part. And while I was going there, they gave me a Bible, the B-I-B-L-E. That's the book for me. I stand alone. Oh, you're hooking in with me now. Praise the Lord. The B-I-B-L-E. And they gave me a Bible. It was a children's Bible. And if I'm lying, I'm frying. Hand on the Bible. That I would read that Bible myself every night in the second, third, and fourth grade. I kept it on my little nightstand by my little light, you know, and every night my brother was in the same room with me. He didn't really care about any of that at that time. And I would read that Bible every night. There's something that God dropped in me, a love for the Word of God. And I want you to love God's Word more than I love it. I want you to love it, want to learn it, and then want to live it. And it will absolutely change your life. You know, the Bible, Jesus referred to the Bible himself, Jesus. in John chapter 10, he referred to the Bible as the Word of God and Scriptures. Jesus himself, Jesus Christ. When he referred to the Bible, he referred to it as the Word of God and Scriptures. So we know then that the Bible is referred to as the Word of God. Am I right? But then also Jesus is referred to as the Word of God. In John chapter 1, the New Testament says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, right? So Jesus, one of his titles is the Word of God, but then yet Jesus referred to the Bible as the Word of God and Scriptures in John's Gospel chapter 10. Jesus then is the personal Word of God. Everyone say personal. Jesus is the personal Word of God. And the Bible is the written Word of God. You with me? Personal and written. And they both align themselves up together. The Bible for Christians is our guidebook. The Bible for Christians is our manual. Are you with me? Now, listen very carefully. Bottom line, another big idea. My relationship with the Word written will determine my relationship with the Word personal. My relationship with the Word written will determine my relationship with the Word personal. Remember, the Word of God is referred to as the Bible, but also as Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So I can't have a relationship with God and say, I don't like the Bible, I don't believe in the Bible, I don't have time for the Bible, I don't read my Bible. I asked AI yesterday, I said, how many Christians in America read their Bible every day? Now, I don't know if it's true or not, you know, but I just thought it'd be kind of fun. So I asked AI, I said, how many Christians in America, but I made a distinction, those who go to church every Sunday. Not casual Christians, but those who go to church every Sunday. I said, how many Christians who are committed and dedicated to a local church that go every Sunday, the percentage in America, how many read their Bible every day? I don't know if it's true or not. I'll put a disclaimer out there, but AI said 30%. And we're not talking about carnal Christians, backslidden Christians, those who come to church once a month. We're talking about those who are dedicated that come every week. According to AI, 30%. That means 3 out of 10 that are dedicated and committed and go to church every weekend. So I think there's a need for this message on why should I read my Bible? Because, you know, for some of us, it might be difficult. We don't understand it. I'm going to show you how to unpack the Bible. I'm going to show you how to read it, how to study it, how to interpret it. I'm going to make it simple for you throughout this month. Is that okay? Because I want you to love it. Amen. And your life will be transformed forever. I promise you. I promise you. So we're gonna get into it beginning today. And if you're with me and you're ready, I'm ready to get the scriptures, okay? So again, I can't have a relationship with God and not read the Bible. If I only read the Bible once a week, it makes me weak. Right? Now, why do I need to read the Bible? This is really awesome. I'm giving you a lot of big ideas, aren't I? But another big idea is this. You know, Hebrews chapter 4, and this isn't in my teaching today. It's in preview coming attractions. But Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says, the Word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. You all know that? A lot of you know that? Hebrews 4, 12 says, the Word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. It says it's alive. Did you know it's the only book that's alive? Do you know it's the most sold book in history? Right? It's the most sold book in history. Did you know that other people don't die over a book, but there have been thousands of people who've died over this book so you and I could carry it to church with us this morning? You understand that, right? So this book is powerful. It says it's powerful. It's alive. So as I'm teaching the Bible right now, there's life coming forth. There's life going. He sent his word and healed them. There's power in the Bible, unlike any other book. And I can't have a relationship with God if I don't have a relationship with the Word, the Bible. If I'm hardly ever in the Bible, no wonder I'm a carnal Christian and I'm up and down, in and out, committed one day, uncommitted the next day, in one weekend, gone the next weekend, up and down. No wonder, even as a Christian, that I'm unstable, that I'm weak, that I'm defeated, because I'm not in the Word, or Jesus called it also the Scriptures, right? So my relationship with the Bible is connected to my relationship with God. If I'm going to grow in God, if I'm going to get to know God, if I'm going to be led by God, if I'm going to love God, I've got to get in His Word. I've got to get in the Scriptures. So again, Hebrews 4. Now watch this. If you're going to fall asleep on me, don't do it now. Wait till later, okay? But Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, again, this isn't my teaching today. It's next weekend. But it says, the Word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. It's alive. It's powerful. And then it says it penetrates. It penetrates. Can you say that word with me? Penetrates. In other words, it can penetrate you and I, and it can find a problem and solve it that your psychiatrist can't figure out. The Word of God, when it's going forth, it penetrates sharper than a surgeon's scalpel, sharper than a two-edged sword. It begins to dig in us joint and marrow tissue. It's a discerner of thoughts and attitudes. It begins, we call it conviction. It begins to dig and cut, and it will expose the root of the problem in your relationships, in conflict, in marital problems, in problems at work, in problems with your health that a doctor can't figure it out. God knows the problem and the root cause of your health problem, and God knows how to solve it. Oh, I hope you just heard what I said. So let me give you another big idea. It is when you and I are reading the Bible is reading us. I hope you got that front to back, side to side online. When we're reading the Bible's reading us. In other words, it exposes to us our pride, selfishness, self-centeredness, hidden sins, hidden faults, attitudes, things that we need to correct in our life so God can do what He wants to do in our life. Well, I'm reading the Bible, it's reading me. Oh, I like that. Let's just say it together. While I'm reading the Bible, the Bible's reading me. And see, I love that Hebrews 4:12 next weekend because it's alive. It's anointed. There's no other book like it. It's alive. It can heal you, save you, deliver you. It can reveal to you. It can cut where no surgeon, it can get where no counselor, no 12-step program. It can do what Celebrate Recovery can't do. It can do what counseling can't do. It knows the root of your problem, why you can't get healed, why things won't turn around, why it's taken so long, why you have marital conflict, why you can't get a raise. It knows God. The word of God solves all of our problems. That's why it says, if you continue in it, it will set you free from financial, physical, mental. It'll give you a sound mind. It'll heal your mental torment. Oh, I'm excited about it. I better get into it, hadn't I? That's a long introduction. More than most people will get in church all year. Anyway, praise God. Let's look at it. 1 Thessalonians 2:13. Now, this is why we continually thank God for your lives. Because you received Sunday morning's teaching from Pastor wholeheartedly. Look at the word received and the word wholeheartedly. So I can't be scrolling my phone or sleeping or taking notes or writing notes or passing notes or whatever during the message if I'm going to get anything out of it. I've got to open my heart and my mind to receive, and I've got to be wholehearted. You received our message on Sunday morning at Church on the Rock, 4th of July weekend, wholeheartedly. You embraced it. Wow. You leaned forward, you took notes, you got your Bible, you engage, front to back, side to side. Now, this is Bible, not blunt. You embraced it. So if I just say, this isn't good, this isn't today, it isn't for me, there's nothing here, I'm wasting my time, then no wonder you leave and say, I didn't get anything out of church. You got to be open-minded, wholehearted, ready to receive something from the Lord, amen, and embrace it. So you embrace it, but not as the fabrication of Pastor Blunt, but as the Word of God. Whoa. So the message that I'm giving you today is not my word, it's God's word. And you have to see it as that when we're teaching the Bible, it's not that person's word, it's God's word. It's holy, it's anointed, it's powerful, it's energizing, it's healing, it's restoring, it's exposing, it's solving. You embraced it not as just man's idea, but as the Word of God. Now watch this. And the Word continues to be an energizing force in you who are black, white, brown, rich, poor. For the Word to work, I have to believe it. Well, Pastor, that's a no-brainer. Well, how about the children of Israel? That they came out of Egypt and they were to go into the promised land. God wanted them to have the best life and they didn't make it. Am I right? Hebrews chapter 4 says they didn't make it because when they heard the word, it didn't profit them because they didn't mix faith with it. When they heard the word, the promises of God, it didn't profit them. They didn't leave different. They didn't enter the promised land. Why? Because they didn't mix faith with it. When I'm teaching scriptures for it to work for you, make a difference in your life, you have to embrace it, receive it, be open-hearted, and you have to mix faith with it. Wow. I hope this isn't too much on 4th of July because this is awesome stuff. This is awesome, deep stuff. This is why it doesn't work for some people. If I just sit here and hear and I doubt it, I question it, I wonder about it, it's not going to help me. But I got to be hungry. I got to be open like y'all are today. I'm so proud of you on a barbecue weekend. You're getting barbecued at Church on the Rock. Amen. Praise the Lord. So when you're reading the Bible's reading you. Amen. So this is powerful. That this is why we continue to thank God for your lives, because you received our message wholeheartedly, received it. You embraced it, not as man's idea, but it is the Word of God. And the Word continues to be an energizing force when you leave here today, because you believed what you heard and you mixed faith with it and it profited you. Wow, praise God. All right, let's go on. So if I believe it as the Word of God, then I will receive the benefits of the Word of God. If I mix my faith with it, in fact, amen means so be it, I agree. That's what amen means. If I believe it as the Word of God, why should I read my Bible? I will receive the benefits. And so I'm just going to give you a few benefits of reading our Bible. Now, when you read your Bible, let me just give you a few ideas. When you read your Bible, before you do, pray. Before you do, pray. In fact, I wrote down seven things on how to unpack the Bible. I'll just give them to you right now. Is that okay? So you got to pray before you read the Bible. Pray that God would open your eyes and your ears to understand it. Then the second thing, you want, when you read it, you want to read it slowly. You don't want to just, well, my one-year Bible, I got to get through it today. Pastor's going to get on my case. And you just speed read, you'll not get much. You want to read the Bible, your scriptures, slowly. And then number three, you want to read them out loud. Really? Yeah, you want to read it out loud because faith comes by, yeah. Did you know when you read it out loud, faith comes quicker? Faith comes quicker when you read scriptures out loud. I tell the story of Steve when he first came to work for me a few years ago. And we were in the metal building over off of 70 there. We called it the closet. There was a little, I had a little office, and Steve's was right next to mine, but I think wasn't the water heater was in there, Steve, and a bunch of the electrical and all the stuff was in his office. But I can still remember over 40 years ago, sitting in my office, I'd hear Steve read his Bible out loud. I can still remember that. That impressed me. But you want to read the Bible out loud because faith will come quicker. And listen to me very carefully. Do you know why I have you say stuff all the time? Because you believe yourself when you hear it, yourself saying it, more than when you hear me saying it. It's a technique. It's a learning technique. Okay, so you want to pray before you read your Bible. Number two, you want to read your Bible slowly. Number three, you want to read it out loud. And then number four, when you're reading it, you want to ask, who wrote it? Who wrote the book of James? Well, he was a half-brother of Jesus, right? James. He grew up with Jesus. Who wrote the book of Ephesians? Paul. Who wrote the book of Colossians? Paul. Here's a hard one. Who wrote the book of Matthew? Praise the Lord. Y'all are smart. Y'all did it. So you want to ask who wrote it. And then number five, who was it written to? Who was it written to? You see, the scriptures are written to the church. They're written to the Jew and the Gentile. Did you know that? It says that in the book of Corinthians. So when you're interpreting the Bible, you have to understand, was it written to the Jew, the Gentile, you know, or the church? The Gentile being sinner, okay? Non-believer. So you have to ask yourself, who was it written to? And then number six, you ask, what is the purpose? What is the purpose of Paul writing the book of Galatians? What is the purpose of this passage that I'm reading? You ask yourself, what is the purpose? And then number seven, what is God trying to say to me? What is God trying to say to me through what I'm reading? That's how you unpack the Bible. And you say, I don't like the Bible. I understand it. But if you'll stay with me, you're going to love it. And you're going to want to learn it. And then you're going to want to live it and enjoy the benefits of it. Amen. So you get a translation, a paraphrase, that there's so many out there today that you can read and understand it better. Amen. So the Bible is the written word of God. Jesus is the personal word of God. I can't have a personal relationship with him without reading the written word of God. Powerful. So number one, I'm going to give you three benefits today because I know y'all want to get out of here and celebrate. And we got some bomb pop. You know, you're the bomb, right? We got some bomb pop popsicles, red, white, and blue, just to bless you on the way out today. Praise God. But number one, you become the person God created you to be. You become the person God created you to be. A benefit of reading God's word. You become the person God created you to be and fulfill the purpose he created you for. This is the first benefit. You become the person God created you to be. Don't let other people determine your life. Don't let other people determine who you are. Find out who God created you to be. You'll find that in the Bible. And so you can fulfill the purpose he created you for. Amen. Scripture? Okay. 2 Timothy chapter 3:16. 2 Timothy chapter 3:16. All scripture. Everybody say all. Now, remember, Jesus referred to the Bible as the Word of God and Scripture. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Inspiration means it's God-breathed. God-breathed. Now, can I give you another big idea? You guys are smarter than the 11 o'clock service, so can I give you another big idea? This is powerful. This is powerful. Notice that Scripture, or the Word of God, and inspiration is the breath of God. Now, the breath of God is the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the author of the Bible, okay? So here we have the Scripture, which is the Word of God, and then we have inspiration of God, which is the Holy Spirit. Now, watch this now. You got to be a really thinker to get this. Psalm 33, verse 6. Psalm 33, verse 6 says, God created the moon, the stars, the earth, the universe and everything. He created it with his word and his breath. Where are you going, Pastor? Well, if he creates everything with his word and his breath, then when you read the Bible, it has creative power. It has creative power. It has creative power. It can create something out of nothing. It can create. It's creative. Not only alive, not only penetrating, energizing, but it's creative. God can create the marriage you want if you'll make this book your priority. God can create the mate you want, the children you want, the career you want, the job you want, the life you want, the health you want, the money you want, the income you want. God can create that. The Bible is creative. Is that too much right there? Psalm 33, verse 6, it says God created everything by his word and his breath. His breath is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the author of this book, okay? So all scripture is given by inspiration of God. So if you'll get in this book, he'll create for you the life that you want. He's already created the purpose before you were ever born. He'll reveal that purpose to you. You can't fulfill the purpose without being the person. You can't fulfill the purpose without being the person. I was reading Oswald Chambers this morning in my devotional, and he was talking about vision. And he was talking about God gives you a vision, then he puts you in the valley. This is my morning devotional day with Oswald Chambers. He said, God gives you a vision, then what's he do? He puts you in a valley. He takes you through hard things to develop you, to correct you, to adjust you, to mature you. And the vision won't come to pass until you become the person God wants you to be. Hallelujah. Are you learning something today? Oh, my Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So all scripture is given by inspiration of God, the breath of God. And it's profitable. What I'm doing for you right now is the most profitable thing that can happen to you all week. It's profitable. It can create a better environment at church, under your supervisor, with your boss, with your husband, with your wife, with your children, with your teenager, with your parent. It's creative. It can create peace when you're in a storm. It can create healing when you're dealing with sickness. Yeah. It's profitable for doctrine. Doctrine means teaching. It's profitable for reproof, correction, and for instruction in righteousness. That's where I get the idea. When we're reading the Bible is reading us. Look at this verse in another translation as the team comes. The Passion Translation. Everybody say every. Every scripture has been inspired by the Holy Spirit. It is the breath of God. Isn't that what I just told you? It will empower you. Are you weak today? Are you defeated today? You should be receiving life as I'm teaching. If you're receiving it of an open heart, if you're focused in and giving me your total attention, the Holy Spirit is giving you life and renewing your mind, helping you with mental sanity and soundness and healing, mental health, physical health. It will empower you by its instruction and by its correction. The Word of God will give you the strength to take the right direction and lead you deeper into the path of godliness. Didn't I say, family, my relationship with the written Word of God determines my relationship with the personal Word of God? You can't be in the Bible once a month or once a week and know God and have a relationship with God and be excited about serving God and making him a priority in your life. No way. But at Church of the Rock, we're a teaching church. And we love the Word. And we're reading through the Bible this year together. Amen. And we're getting stronger. And we're getting wiser. And we're more creative. You can't figure it out today. The Word is creative. Get in the one-year Bible, and it will show you the solution to your problems. It will show you what to do when you don't know what to do. Well, I could go on and on and on. Can you tell I love it? You love it. You're learning it, and you're going to live it. If I've helped somebody today, can you thank God for the Word of God?
Would you like to keep growing in your faith? At Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's learning more about discovering what it means to join a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/connect, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you are part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.